Hey, this is Alex with the Unbiased Trailblazer podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Unbiased Blazers. There's a link in our bio for our Discord server where you can join in on the discussions, give us your takes, give us comments, or simply just join in on a podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review our show. And if you're listening on Spotify, there's a new feature where you can rate our show as well. Now, let's get to the show. Rip City, baby.
3, 2, 1, 0, 0.
Lift off and the clock has started.
What's going on, Rip City? This is episode 35 of the Unbiased Trailblazer podcast. I got Fawad here with me tonight. How you doing, Fawad?
I'm doing good. Finally finished my med school interviews on Saturday, so I'm feeling very relieved, actually. So let's hope they went well.
How much longer till we can call you doctor?
That's a long ways down the road.
So you told me earlier that you've been busy with all the med school stuff, so you haven't really got to watch much basketball. So
most of tonight, but other than that, it's been a while.
Yeah, we're gonna do our best here. I wanted to talk about a couple things, but first off, I wanted to just say there's been a new update with Spotify, and with that, you are now able to give ratings to shows. You can't leave reviews, but you can at least do, like, you know, 1 out of 5 stars, how much you're enjoying the podcast. So if you are listening on Spotify, we would so appreciate if you were to, you know, give us a rating 1 through 5, you know, just letting us know how it's going, how you feel the podcast is going. This is a newer update, so it's pretty new, so I'm excited, and hopefully we can see where we're at and we can try to work on things. But other than that, let's hop into this world of Blazers. The first thing I want to say before we do that, actually, one more thing. I want to just thank everybody that did join the call-in podcast that we did. I had a lot of fun doing that. I know Fawad had to leave, but I know Fawad enjoyed it too. We got a lot of good insight. A couple people that actually talked about why they thought the trade was decent, and it did kind of help other people understand the thought process on it. So everybody that joined, thank you. Everybody that listened, we appreciate it. I know we got a lot of responses even after it of people giving their takes on it. So it was a good little conversation we had for a while there. So just thank you everyone that joined, and looking forward to doing it again. But with that being said, now let's for real jump into the podcast. I kind of wanted to, since we've had time to settle and let our feelings and emotions kind of evaluate the trades, I kind of wanted to go quickly over how we feel now. For me, and since that trade's happened with Norman Powell and CJ, we've had 2 games with our full team. And, you know, I'm trying not to be a prisoner of the moment, but these last 2 games with our full squad have looked so, like, it's so enjoyable to watch. But I'm not going to try to be a prisoner of the moment here. I still feel like the Norman Powell trade, we could have got more value for Norman Powell. I get why they made the trade after the fact, and then trading CJ, you know, and making all that cap space. Their whole claim of trying to get under the tax doesn't make sense, because the trade just with CJ alone would have got us under the tax. I get the premise of wanting to free up the money in the future. I do get that. So I just feel like maybe there was still, like, I still feel like we should have at least got a first round pick. I don't know about you, Fawad. How, now that you've had time to let it simmer, how do you feel about just the Norman Powell and Rocco trade?
Yeah, I'm still right there with you. I think that, you know, even though some time has passed and Winslow, at least his numbers have looked good. Again, I haven't been watching too much. Even though he looks good, and Norman's injured now too, but I still feel like we definitely could have got more out of the trade, either in players or preferably picks. But I think one way or another, we should have gotten more. But, like, I've let my anger fade out, so it's now I'm like, it is what it is. So
yeah,
and Joe Cronin did talk about it a little bit, some of the reasoning behind it. And it made it sound like he's going after someone in free agency, but the issue is there's not a lot of free agents this summer, so I don't know what the goal is.
Yeah, which we talked about that in Discord, not on a podcast, but we just were kind of having a conversation with everybody. The free agent market, there's not really much to like excite anybody, really. There's a couple players, but I mean, it's just, it's not a very hot free agent market this year. But go ahead.
Yeah, unless Zach LaVine for some reason decides to leave, that there's no one else of note.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, it was Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal. There was one other big name.
There was Harden, but now Harden,
that's right.
He'll most likely opt in to his player
option. I'm guessing he's going to stay, yep. So you brought up Justin Winslow, and it's weird. We've talked about in the past, you know, we have Lillard. We don't need more scoring, you know, and we trade Norman Powell, and we complain about getting rid of this offensive talent and Norman Powell and not really getting offensive talent back. And, you know, the more I've sat back and thought about it, Winslow is a good piece to have. He is a very good defensive player, and he's a very good cutter. He makes pretty good passes. This game tonight against the Bucks that we're watching, he's made a couple passes where I was like, wow, that was a great pass. That was the right pass. And just on top of, let's just be honest, he's not a good shooter whatsoever. I mean, I've watched him now.
He hit a three tonight, though.
I've watched him airball three threes. So he's not a shooter. Let me look real quick. I think he's shooting from three. He's shooting 21%. So don't expect any threes from him. Don't. He's pulled up from mid-range a couple times, and it's hit or miss. He's mostly just a slasher and a defender. And truly,
which is good. It does fit, but
exactly,
again, that's not the return.
Exactly. So the issue there is we're giving up offense for defense, and I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I am. But I do still think we need a little more offense added to this team. And maybe that's something they'll address in free agency or off season. But truly, after we've had a week to sit there, and I mean, none of us really know a lot about Justice Winslow. So there's, you know, we can't, when that trade first happened, sure, our reaction was, oh my God, what are we doing? What I've seen these three games from him, he's a good piece to have. And like I said a little bit earlier, I still think we should have got more value for Norman Powell, but Winslow is a good piece. And I hope that we can keep him around and use his defensive ability and his slashing and his playmaking ability for us. There's a couple times where he rebounded the ball and just took off straight down the court and finished a layup or pass to someone wide open, like right off, like just 3 seconds down, and the possession was over already. So he's definitely got high energy. As far as the CJ trade goes, I wasn't on the podcast with you and Mike, but when that trade went down, we'd kind of talked about it before. I thought that was a pretty, pretty good trade for us. I think we got pretty good value. We got that first round pick that's most likely going to be this year for a top 10 pick. Four to five to 10, is that what it is? Or 5 to 15
five
or something
to 14.
Like that? 5 to 14. So we'll have that pick. We got Josh Hart, who's looked, these last two games has looked amazing, and I hope that we don't try to use him as some kind of trade bait, because I think he's going to be a player that could really help us. And then we traded away the other pieces we got, didn't we? We didn't keep anybody from that CJ trade besides Josh Hart, right?
I think Bledsoe's still on the roster, but he's
that's
injured.
True. I forgot about Bledsoe. No, wait, Bledsoe was with the Clippers, though.
Oh, from the CJ trade.
From the CJ trade, we got rid of Walker. We got rid of Satoransky.
There was that other guy, like DD something. Lou.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if he's on the roster or not.
I'm not even sure how to say his name, so I'm not going to even attempt it.
I think he's still on the roster. He's probably just injured or maybe just not playing. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So truly, I think that trade, I didn't have an issue with that trade. I thought that was pretty good value, especially compared to the value we got for Norman Powell. That was good value. So did you have anything you wanted to add on to that?
No, I'm pretty much on the same page as you. I was happy with the trade right when it happened, even though a lot of people weren't. But I think even like as the day went on, most people warmed up to it. And then once we saw Josh Hart play, like I think everyone was like, okay, this guy's good. And I talked about it a couple weeks ago too that I wanted to see us target him at the deadline, and like getting him and a lot most likely a lottery pick. I think that I was happy with the trade then, and I'm really happy after seeing him play now.
And this is an extremely, extremely small sample size. It's only two games, but this is what I was talking
But
about
he
these
was good
last
with
two.
New Orleans like the entire
Well, no,
season too.
yeah, sorry. He's very good. What I was about to say was this is a small sample size, so I don't want to take too much stock into this, but these last two games have been very enjoyable to watch as a fan because of the ball movement. This game tonight, we had 30 assists. The game against New York the other night on Saturday, I think it was 29 assists. I looked and I think Denver was in third place, averaging 27 assists. So just these two games alone, we're already above the third place team in assists. Granted, like I said, it's very small sample size tonight. The Bucks didn't have Giannis, so but the ball movement, just they're making the right passes. No one's really holding the ball, and it's very enjoyable to watch. They're playing hard on defense. They're giving max effort. These last two games have been very enjoyable. We've won both of these games, so it's very confusing. Are we trying to tank? Are we trying to win? I bet today because I thought we were going to lose and we ended up blowing them out. It's weird. I mean, I'm never upset for a win, but it's just like I thought we were going the tank route and then we win against the. We come back from like 20 points against the Knicks, which
The
was
thing is,
crazy in the fourth quarter.
players never tank because, you know, they
No,
have a
you're right.
competitive spirit. So that's
Yep.
why. And, you
Which.
know, Cronin tried his best to make the roster as bad as possible, but it didn't work out. Ant is too good. Josh Hart is
Yeah.
too good.
Yeah. I mean, Simon's just playing out of his mind right now as well.
Yeah.
Hart's playing crazy good. Nurkic is
Nurk
like
was really
just
good
these
tonight.
last 15, 20 games, Nurk's been playing very, very well. I want to look real quick. I don't want to be wrong here. Did he, Nurkic had 23 and 16. I mean, tonight he had 23 points, 16 rebounds. I mean, you can't ask and four assists. You can't ask for any
Yeah,
more. Like that
he's
is.
been playing like Prime Nurk, basically.
Yes. And tonight Ant had 31 points. Josh Hart had 27 points. Winslow had 13 points and 10 rebounds. It's just like the way they're playing right now, this is like fun basketball to watch. And it's like it felt so weird like rooting for them to lose kind of, because I was like, oh, not only do I have a bet on this, but the best thing is probably for us to lose and try to get a better pick. So it was just weird. It was a weird feeling watching it, but at the same time, I'm excited, and it's the future is looking good. I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. These two games have been very fun to watch, so that's where I'm going to leave it at because I don't want to hype myself up.
Yeah, and really quickly, you talked about Nurk the last however many games, not including tonight, the last 16 games, he's averaged seven over 17 and 13, and he's shooting well too, 52% from the field, and 29% from three, which isn't great, but you know, for him it's not bad.
I mean, anytime we can get 1 3 out of him, as long as he's not shooting 10 threes, that's good for us.
No,
He's
it's not.
as of right now, he is averaging 14.5 points and 11 rebounds for the whole season. So,
That's good.
yeah, and you know, we get Dame back, and depending on what happens, if he can be right around that number again, I think that's more than serviceable, and we can definitely use that production from him. So. With what we all just talked about the trades, CJ wrote a letter, and I'm sure most of you that are listening have probably read it or at least seen clips of it. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. I think, for me at least, it was just like kind of like a realization that this guy has been with us for so long and he's done so much. And yeah, we get frustrated with him, but he really has been such a big part of this team and been so instrumental in a lot of stuff that we, as far as we've ever made, and you know, the things that we've done, he's one of the main reasons why. I know we've talked about him being the main reason we made it to the Western Conference Finals, and it's true. Without him, we wouldn't have made that. So there was a lot that he talked about in his article, and if you guys haven't read it, We shared it on Twitter. It's on our Discord. It's a very good, very, very, very well-written letter.
It's Google. It's just really easy to find.
Yeah. And the one thing I wanted to point out about this and, like, make a big deal about this, CJ talked about how he left the Blazers on good terms, how Joe Cronin and CJ were, like, they left feeling like this was the right thing for both of them, and they were both happy with what was happening. CJ said that he wanted to go to New Orleans, and Joe Cronin made that happy. That's the kind of things that these players that are coming in the free agency, you know, and getting these interviews with us, those are the type of things that we can be like, look, we want to be a player's team. We want you to feel comfortable here and not leave here mad or upset with us. And I think a lot of players that we've heard in the past with Neil O'Shea were not happy with the way they were sent out. Like we mentioned, Wesley Matthews not getting a phone call, Batum not getting a phone call. Like, those dudes did so much for us. And just to not even say, like, you know, thank you for playing for us, we're not going to re-sign you, good luck, you know. Yeah. None of that. That's just crazy to me.
I don't think Melo got a call either. I'm pretty sure Melo didn't either. And there was something with Ed Davis. I don't remember if it was just that he didn't get a phone call or if we just didn't offer him. I don't know. But I remember that he specifically wanted to come back and we didn't sign him. And I was like so mad when that happened because he's like one of my favorite Blazers ever. But
whatever. Well, and Dame loves him too.
Yeah, Dame said he wanted to play with Ed his entire career. And then like 3 months later, he was gone.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, to me, it's just like seeing that, knowing that Cronin did like make it a point to make sure CJ was happy and was comfortable with the decision. It makes us, at least me, it makes me feel good that we are not some like asshole franchise that doesn't care about the players. Yeah, I mean, do you have anything you want to talk about in his letter?
Not anything specific, but like, he's off the court. He's just one of the best people in the entire NBA. Yes. I think he's so underrated as like a person, and you know how smart he is, how funny he is, how you know, just overall how much of a good guy he is. And I think that I'm really happy that another fan base gets to appreciate him now and you know, appreciate him more than we did because he actually fits on the court with them and they get to see how good of a person he is. And you know, playing with Zion will hopefully get him some national attention as well.
Exactly.
I'm like really happy for him.
Yeah, and you know, like I said a little bit earlier, I appreciate everything he's done for us on and off the court. He had that I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was for people that wanted to get into like journalism and sports, like media.
It was I can't remember
something like Blazer Pass or something like that, or it was Media Pass, something like that.
I think that's
that was huge. Yeah, it was huge, and like that's so helpful for anybody trying to get into that field. So just as much as he did on the court, he did just as much off the court. So CJ's like you said, I'm there we go, CJ's press, but that's right. Okay, so yeah, do you have like a favorite moment of his, like out of, I know there's lots, but like it doesn't even have to be like a basketball moment. Is there anything that sticks out to you?
There's a lot, like basketball moment, like easily hands down for me is game 7 against the Nuggets, and specifically his chase down block on Jamal Murray.
Yep.
But you know, there's so much, like I haven't listened to his podcast in a while, but I used to listen to it pretty regularly. That was enjoyable. I don't know, there's just so much.
One of my favorite moments, and it's not really a basketball moment, it's so funny, when he broke his back and him and Dame were having that having that interview, and he did the little Mike Tyson, I broke my back, spinal. Like, so funny to hear him say that. It's just, like you said, he's a great player, and I'm glad he's in New Orleans and he's going to get a chance to kind of be the man there for a little while at least.
Yeah, and that reminds me of another funny thing. He was on, I don't remember if it was him or Dame, but one of them were hosting the NBA Instagrams live. I think Dame was hosting, and then CJ joined like on his own account. and then he just made a joke about, you know, the Jamal Murray leak and certain hair.
He said someone in the comments said that his chin looked like Jamal Murray's. That's so funny. Oh god, yeah. If you guys haven't heard that yet, go check it out. CJ and Dame, Jamal Murray. Type that in on YouTube or something. I'm sure it's gonna pop up. It's freaking funny. But yeah, I wish CJ nothing but the best in New Orleans. I hope they keep losing so that pick gets better for us. And then from there on, and truly, he's done okay over there. I think he's played 3 games now.
Yeah,
tonight he had a pretty good game tonight.
Yeah,
so.
His first game was rough, but the next two were really good.
Yeah. So wish him the best. Thankful for everything he's done for us. I mean, there's not really much else we can say. He's a good guy on and off the court. So
I would be perfectly fine if we retired his jersey. I don't think it'll happen. But
I was actually going to ask you that. It's a very in my head, I've thought about that for the last couple of days. I keep going back and forth. I do think he's done enough to have his jersey retired, but I'm also one of the type that I hate when teams just retire players' mm-hmm. jerseys because they were good.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to mean something. And like I said, CJ, I would have no problem with it being retired, but I don't. Like, if you look in our rafters now, we have all these numbers or all these, you know, players retired that were just because they were part of a championship team. Some of them, I just feel like they're not really. Yeah, they were good and they were an integral part of that team, but to have their jersey retired and everything, and we're one of the leading teams in jersey retirements, like number wise.
I think it's crazy. Yeah, I think we're like what, second, third, something like that.
Yeah, like just if you make a 3-pointer on our team, you're gonna get your jersey retired. So, do you have anything you want to add before we kind of wrap this up?
No, I think that was everything. Love CJ, rooting for him. Hopefully. He does really well.
Yeah. So something we want to add new, we're kind of tinkering with it, so bear with us if it doesn't work out smoothly at first, but we're going to get it down. We want to start doing a trivia question at the end of each episode. I will submit, one of us will submit a Google form for anyone that wants to answer and fill it out. Feel free to fill out the Google form, and then the next episode, we'll go over the answers. We have a scoreboard in Discord that's going to keep track of everybody who answers. If they get it right, it's +1. If they get it wrong, it's -1. Or we might just get rid of the -1 and just do +1s every time you get it right. Who knows? I think it's just a fun way to get kind of everybody involved a little bit. I'll put it on Twitter as well, and feel free to respond on Twitter however you want. Some questions are going to be easy. Some questions are going to be kind of challenging. This first question, I think, is a pretty challenging one. By using order of operations, I kind of figured the answer out, but it is kind of challenging. So here's the trivia question for the week. Which member of the Portland Trailblazers broadcasting team is the only broadcaster ever ejected from an NBA game? And there's multiple choice, so if, when you fill out this form, you can pick one of those answers. It's not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong. It's going to submit it to us. We'll look at it, and then we'll keep a list of who got everything right and who got everything wrong. But the choices are Bill Shonley, Kevin Calabro, Jordan Kitt, which I don't even know who this is, honestly. Do you know who Ann Schatz is?
Nope.
I don't know who that is. And then Mike Rice. So we'll submit the Google documents sheet, whatever. I don't know. Google Forms, I think, is what it's called. We'll submit that, fill it out, answer it, and that's all you have to do. And we'll kind of keep track of it. And then next podcast, we will have the answer out there and see how many people got it right. Other than that, I hope everybody that's listening has a good day, has a good night whenever you're listening to this. We appreciate you for joining and listening. And as always, Rip City, baby.